The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half man, half monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marks and Shaggers, I am the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil, and I've got the monkey man, Mikey Mack. Hello, Mikey.
Hello.
And we have no Dave, but we do have Rumble results.
We do have Rumble results.
We've not spoken ages. I don't even think we've spoke since after Cena's retirement. We've not spoken about Cena.
We've not. We could start with that. I mean, this is the first one of the year for us, so we're a bit late. Too much fucking drinking and hooting.
As too much everything. Too much wrestling.
Yeah, too much wrestling.
Too much disappointment with John Cena being pumped out.
What about his retirement match? Oh!
Hey. Did you think Gunther was going to win?
I thought he was going to win, but I thought Cena was going to just pass out. It was going to be like one of those, like, eyes in a shield kind of thing.
It's all been memed out, the tap, the smile in the tap. Yeah. Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Did you like it?
Aye, I did. It was all right. I enjoyed it. I was shocked by AJ Styles, though. I thought fucking he would have beat Gunther. I didn't think he would have retired. I know he was talking about it, but I didn't think it would have been as soon as the Rumble.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It's like, but then he like took his gloves off, and then we're getting way ahead of ourselves as always. He like took his gloves off and then put them back on, and is that like? And then like Michael Cole was like, "Oh, it's hard to say goodbye." Is he definitely going? It's like,
Where his hands cold? It's like, oh, actually, no, I changed my mind. Hands are fucking cold out here.
Out in fucking 40 germs. Million degree heat.
It's a germ glove. He's like, oh, all these germs need to get the gloves back on. Regret this immediately. I wonder what happened with Gunther for Mania then. Do you think he'll have another retire some cunt match?
It won't be Brock, surely.
Nah, Brock won't ever go anywhere.
Well, apparently he is going to retire this year.
Is he?
That's the big story, aye?
Ooh. I don't know if I've heard anybody else that's talking about retiring this year.
Fucking hell, he can retire me if I get the payoff. I don't know what they're going to do with Gunther. I guess if not really... The only thing they're booking right now is that he's in a rivalry. I say rivalry. He's going to have a fight with Dragon Lee.
I suppose so, aye.
That's not going to go.
Going to avenge. Avenge AJ Styles and gets choked out like a bitch.
That'll be the Elimination Chamber match and then... Do you think AJ's definitely retired? Do you think he's going to come back to WWE? Do you think the AEW rumours?
I don't think he'd go to AEW. He doesn't need the money. If he's retiring, he's retiring. I don't think he wants to do any fucking big matches as a big retirement, unless Sting's maybe in his ear. But AJ Styles didn't have a shite WWE career.
No.
So I don't think he's got anything to prove. He doesn't want to go and fucking injure himself for the sake of injuring himself.
That's true. I mean, like, he could go and kind of do the New Japan Greatest Hits run with AEW, if you know what I mean. Like, he could do, like, Kenny Omega and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I think he had his kind of, like, big magic. Like, him and John Cena had their big magic ode to wrestling match together, which was fucking class.
That was a good one.
And then they've both been battered by Gunther. And I think, like, with the benefit of hindsight now, and I've had a wee while to think about it, or a couple of months to think about it, I think I do like John Cena's retirement now. I didn't at the time.
It's happened. Everybody's already moved on now. It's not a big deal.
He's gone.
Can't get over it. I thought Gunther was going to win the Rumble though, see when he came out number 30.
So did I.
He could do it.
You want to get into the Rumble?
We may as well. We'll just jump about and see what's happening.
Okay. So obviously, like, the big... What are the big points? So, Obafemi came in. Is that how you say his name? Is it Obafemi or is it Obafemi?
Obafemi.
Right.
I think so. That's how I say it.
So, Obafemi came in first and went on, like, the Brock Lesnar run from, like, was it 2020, the year that Drew won? Do you remember? He just sat in the ring and knocked people out.
Just one at a time.
Yeah, and he was doing that. But then he's class. That Obafemi's class. Future star, and then Bron Breakker. That's the big chat, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Who do you think it is? Do you think it's Seth? Is it going to be Seth? Does it have to be Seth?
Someone said to me that they reckon it's Logan Paul.
Nah, I don't know.
I hate that. I would hate that. And it'd be like a Logan Paul, Bron Breakker, break up the Vision match
I'm not,
at WrestleMania.
Not interested with that.
Not interested.
It'd be funny
either.
If it was Seth Rollins, but Seth Rollins, he wouldn't wear the fucking mask. Seth Rollins would just do it.
Oh, he would take the mask off straight away, surely.
Which is another why I think it wasn't was actually could Seth have been Rollins. Austin Theory.
Yeah, Austin Theory again.
He's just doing it for Seth. He's done it for the Seth.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So, what I definitely think is that it wasn't actually Seth Rollins. So even if they say it's Seth Rollins down the line, it wasn't actually Seth Rollins who done that there. He might be healthy in time for Mania, but he's not healthy now.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they might reveal it's Seth, but I think they're hedging their bets. I think it's going to be like, if Seth's not ready for Mania, they'll just say it's some other cunt. But if Seth is ready for Mania, it'll be Seth. I don't actually think it was
Adam Pearce. It was Adam Pearce all along.
That would be quite fucking funny, actually.
Adam Pearce versus Bron Breakker for Mania.
Absolutely. Oh, imagine it was Pat McAfee. Dave would be wanking.
Oh my God. It would be. Dave is gutted that he couldn't be here for this because he wanted to laugh at you because Cody Rhodes eliminated LA Knight.
I'm so annoyed that they're never going to push that guy.
Nah. They push him over the top rope. Both feet at the ground.
That's it. Bye-bye.
Well, LA Knight and Cody eliminated Brock Lesnar during Jey Uso's entrance. What was that all about?
Oh, the Jey Uso stuff, man. I'm so fucking done with it. I'm so done with it.
You were like really upset about that.
Yeah. I think it's just, I don't like the start the song again. I'm just like, I'm fucking fed up with this. It's obviously for the Wayans. But do you know what it's like?
Children. Think it's of like, the children.
It's like how I don't like Randy Orton, right? And as a wrestler, we'll put out there. I don't know what he's like as a guy. I've never met him. And if I did meet him, he'd probably have rubbed his hand on his winky before he shook mine.
That's all I'm gonna say. He does that. I heard he does that.
He's into that. But everyone in America fucking loves Randy Orton and don't find him boring. And it doesn't make any sense in my head. And I'm starting to think maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about Jey Uso because everyone over there fucking loves him.
But that
wasn't America, that was Saudi. Do you know the thing about Saudi crowds, right? They're very loud for stars and they don't give a fuck about anyone else.
They all really know who Brie Bella is. They all popped for her. She got the biggest pop, I reckon.
Which is fucking hilarious. The worst entrance music of all time.
Oh, that was great. That was like the only big surprise, I reckon. Was it maybe? Let me see. Let me run through. Well, the original Grande Americano.
That was good.
That guy's back. He looks fucking shredded.
Yeah. Any idea who he is?
It could be MD, mate.
It could be anybody.
Could be MD.
I'm starting to think it's Mark Henry.
Could be Royce Keyes. No, wait,
yep,
he's in the ring
really
at the same
strong,
time.
So I think it's Mark Henry. That's my...
Big beefy boy.
Big Royce beefy. Keyes, by the way. That's what they used to do in NXT, isn't it? Where they like put up the old name and then put up the new name.
Maybe
remember that back? Yes. Like, because I remember when like Finn Balor first went to NXT, it came up saying like Prince Devitt, and then it disappeared and became Finn Balor. And he done it for Sami Zayn as well. Was it Sami Zayn?
Right. Could have been. Well,
no, it
was. He was
fucking...
just El Generico, wasn't he?
Yeah. What's his name?
Might have been Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen.
Maybe Kenta. They done it for Kenta.
Oh yeah.
What's his name again in WWE? Hideo.
Hideo Itami.
Yeah, was that him?
Could have been. For the men's, there was no other big pops or big revealers, I don't think.
No, I don't. No returns. I'm guessing Brock Lesnar was supposed to be a surprise, but he said on Pat McAfee he was going to be there.
He done it on Pat McAfee. So did Roman Reigns do it on Pat McAfee as well?
I think so.
And they
Roman Reigns reappeared before, didn't he? So he was on Raw and SmackDown and stuff, so you knew he was going to be there. Whereas like Brock Lesnar wasn't, so like that was obviously going to be the big surprise, and he just fucked it. Maybe
it's mad
not.
That Roman Reigns won. It's just totally unexpected for me.
Yeah, do you think it's like, I don't know, it's really playing it safe, boring.
Have you seen Raw? Yes,
I have seen Raw. I liked their promo.
So it's more or less confirmed then that he's going for CM Punk.
Yeah, he said he's going for CM Punk. And they had a promo where they basically said, but he went on a big long thing. He brought up the fucking Colt Cabana podcast and said that you fucked the ear off the back of that. And I hate you.
I'm the only reason you've got a company to come back to, me and my family, me and The Rock.
So he's doing it all for The Rock, is what I've learned from this. Are you keen on it?
I don't know. I'll see how it plays out, but I don't think there's nothing that would have really interested me or popped me, maybe. Nothing big on Drew's side that I would have liked. And I don't know who I'd even want to see fighting CM Punk. Who would be a good WrestleMania match. Looking at the guys in the Rumble, I'm just like, nah.
But then I think Bron Breakker would have been a good result.
Aye.
They've obviously taken that away for the big shock value and so, which is fine. Or they don't think he's ready, and that's...
Crazy that they've just... they've not gave it to Bron Breakker. Everybody was calling it as well, saying, do it, just do it.
I know.
Big moment.
That was the only...
You've got two nights, put him on night one if it's shite, do a good night two.
I know, I was absolutely shocked when he got flung out straight away. I'm trying to think, so who's going to be going for Drew then? So Drew's in a feud with Jacob Fatu and Cody Rhodes, right?
Yes. And Sammy, well, I don't know what's happening with Sammy.
I know, that's...
I know he just whipped him, just beat him like a bitch.
That's the problem with Sammy, is that Sammy just pops up for a fucking... one match and then disappears, which I think is shit. I'm fed up of it, but I wonder if they're going to play the long game with him, and they're going to make him win it at the Saudi Mania because all the Saudis love him because he's Muslim.
Well, the next pay per view we've got is Elimination Chamber, isn't it?
Yep.
And is it always just going to be the other title has the number one contender at Chamber? That's what they done last year, wasn't it? That's how Cena fucking turned heel.
So how are they going to... Because they're going to make that a triple threat, I think, at Mania. Do you know what I think?
Probably.
Because they're not going to have to... So they'll have Roman versus Punk as like the main event of night two. Like the main event. And then you can have Cody versus Drew versus Jacob Fatu. Cody, Drew, and Fatu too.
I've just no idea what's going on. I need to watch WWE Unreal. I need to get a grip of what's going on backstage because I'm totally lost.
That'd be a good idea, and you'd find out what's been going on backstage like 6 months ago. I've not watched it at all. Have you seen it?
Nah, I've not bothered with it.
It just kind of feels like it's WWE's version of what's real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's just too much wrestling already to watch. Although I watch the behind the scenes stuff.
No, it's funny because like, the only people I know who have watched it are people who don't like wrestling. And they love it. And then they were this makes me want to watch wrestling. And then they watched WrestleMania last year and just went like, no, I don't like this. I'm going to watch it. I just think it's unreal. And that makes me think of the Formula One Netflix show. There's loads of people who like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's just like that, basically. Says a man who's never watched it, so I don't know.
The only other match we've got for the card ends a woman, and that was Liv Morgan winning, which was... did Endy call it? Did you call it?
No, I said Tiffany Stratton was going to come back and win it, and she did come back, but she didn't win it. She did. Came second.
Not quite there. Not quite won it, but...
No, the silver medal in the Royal Rumble is a trophy that most people aren't very happy about hanging up.
That's what they used to always do, wasn't it? Never... Mind who won it. It was always like the last two ended up fucking getting the title shots at Mania anyway.
Is that what it was?
Back when it was Raw SmackDown. Mind when it was like fucking Batista and John Cena.
Yeah.
Like even though there was still a winner and he got the WrestleMania shot, the runner up always got the other fucking match.
Yeah, they always made it like a Raw and a SmackDown guy at the end.
Yeah.
I'm happy with Liv winning it.
Aye. Did she cut a promo? Did she say what she's doing? I kind of skipped it because I know it led into the fucking Raquel Rodriguez versus Stephanie Vaquer.
Yes. So
and I was like, I'm not being sold on that match. No, thank you.
No, well, so I thought it would have been interesting if Raquel Rodriguez beat Stephanie Vaquer and then it was Rodriguez versus Morgan and it was going to split up. Do you know what I mean?
Because that would have been interesting. Then I would have maybe watched the match, paid attention.
But that's not what happened. Stephanie Vaquer won, and then Liv Morgan came out and beat the shit out of her, and then lifted up the belt. So you're like, okay, I wonder who she's picking. Because she's not officially
picked.
That's
crazy. It's crazy it's all Raw that's getting the fucking main events of the winners and stuff. They're getting the WrestleMania stories.
Yeah, and then who's... Fucking Jade Cargill's got the belt, by the way. Do you know how many times she's defended the belt? I'll give you
zero.
One guess. Zero. Zero. Fucking zero.
I only know that because I've seen the fucking picture the day somewhere.
She's not defending it at all because I looked up and because I had to look up who the champ was. And then when I saw Jade Cargill, I was like, when the fuck did she win it? And then I looked back and I was like, oh, that's why I didn't know who the champion was, because she's not been on the fucking telly and she's not wrestled any cunt in a million years.
I don't
years.
Know if she just got it because Stephanie Tratton was injured. I don't
Stephanie
know if she
Tratton.
Beat Stephanie, whatever Stephanie. Was her name. Stephanie Stratton.
Stephanie Stratton.
Stephanie Stratton. I think, she returned, so she had an injury, but I don't know if that's when she lost the belt, or if she lost it and then somebody else got it before Jade.
When so Naomi had it and then gave it up because she's fucking
Vegas. Right. She's injured, aye.
She took a stabbing, and she's off. I'm glad to find out when she won it. Right, give me 2 seconds. Jade Cargill is obviously going to have to defend that at WrestleMania. Does she lose it then? What? If she's just gonna like not fucking defend it, and then at WrestleMania she takes on somebody, probably Rhea Ripley, and loses, and that's it.
Aye, maybe.
What the fuck, man?
Maybe. See, that's what I was thinking. See, when I say he's Lash Legend for winning the Women's Royal Rumble, it's like, you've not got a champion that could carry her in a match.
I know. That's it. It's like
Jade couldn't carry her in a match, and then Stephanie Vakur, they wouldn't gear to her. You need, like, fucking Becky Lynch or somebody.
Yeah.
To be champ.
Yes. So, Jade Cargill won the belt on Saturday night main event in November.
Oh, was that just a fucking vacant belt match?
It must have been. Did they do a tournament?
So she won it on a Saturday night main event and it's not been seen since?
It's not been seen since November, yeah.
Fucking done it. Done a runner with the belt.
Oh, no. Tell a lie. She actually beat Tiffany Stratton for it.
Ah, okay.
Tiffany Stratton was out, but she actually had like a genuine knee injury. So then she like worked injured in the last match, and then
oh jeez.
So are we gonna get Stiffy versus Jade rematch?
Maybe
give Stiffy the belt back. Get the belt back on telly.
Aye. Wonder if that'll get a build from Elimination Chamber. Did they do a women's chamber last year? Nah.
I can't remember. Oh no, did they?
I think they did. Was that Rhea Ripley? Was that the one in Australia? Did she do something during that?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I can't remember. Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter. Elimination Chamber's next. It was probably her versus Io Sky, one-on-one.
Yeah, that's probably... I mean, like, you could say that about any pay-per-view. It's probably Rhea Ripley versus either Io Sky or Charlotte.
I thought Charlotte could have done the Rumble. See, when they teased her versus Alexa throwing each other out,
yeah,
like, oh, could be happening.
I like the fact that I think I would have actually preferred if they didn't even do the rigmarole and they just fucking went like, all right, cool, we'll just hang about, and they both just like sat on the floor and waited. That would have been quite funny.
Yeah. Aye,
do you remember like the Stone Cold one where he was like,
aye,
he just went out and he was up there and he was like pretending to look at his watch and all that. I love that.
Yes, that was a good one. I watched that the other day. I didn't know that he got fucking eliminated and ran back in. Dirty bastard.
Did he?
Aye. Fucking Bret Hart chucked him out. And then Mankind and Terry Funk are fighting on one side of the ring, like outside, having a brawl, and all the refs are distracted. And Austin rolls back in and fucking wins it. Because none of the refs seen him.
Ah, cheating cunt. Was that when he was a heel?
Yeah, I think so. No, was it? Maybe. Can't remember. I think he went on to fight Michaels. That was that mania.
Oh, right, okay,
with fucking Mike Tyson and that.
Yeah.
But Bret Hart was raging. I was like, fucking fair enough. No wonder he's always fucking miserable.
Bret Hart is never not raging.
He always gets done. He's always getting cheated.
He's always getting cheated. It's either Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, Bill Goldberg. I think that's us done the whole cut, because we've done the Sami. So Sami Zayn got battered.
Aye.
Fucking hell. It's like, it's mad, isn't it? It's like, you turn on a Royal Rumble, right? And this is their second biggest. I know they always say that fucking SummerSlam's the second biggest show, but fuck off. Royal Rumble's the second biggest show.
Yes.
It's everyone's favorite
Rumble's
show.
What you tune in for. You're like, yeah. Oh, I need to see what's happening. I need to see what's going to happen at Mania. And you're like, oh, Roman Reigns, I remember that cunt. Is he still there? Yeah, who's like, he fighting? CM Punk's that cunt still there? What is this, 10 years ago?
I know. I can't. I just think it's dumb that Roman won the Rumble. Surely you could have had any. Whoever's going to take on Drew could have won the Rumble.
Yeah.
And Roman could have just
probably
don't
know. There's probably no fucking idea who's taking on Drew.
Yeah. Well, Drew did eliminate Cody Rhodes, so you know it's going to be fucking Cody Rhodes.
Ah, yeah. True.
Anyway, it was a short Rumble, by the way.
Do you know how long it was?
56 minutes.
56 minutes?
It's quite short for a Rumble. The women's was 1 hour and 7.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that kicked off the card, didn't it?
Yeah.
The women's was all right. I didn't hate it as much as I was expecting.
No, I liked the women's. I thought the women's was better than the men's.
Probably.
The men's was a bit... It had some good moments. I liked Damian Priest doing the double choke slam to Mr. Iguana and his iguana.
Aye. Royce Keyes, that popped me.
That was cool. Royce Keyes, I don't like the name. It doesn't sound like a wrestler's name.
But Royce Keyes?
No. Royce
Keyes.
He says
it's like his son's name and his mother's maiden name. Something like that.
I mean, that's cute, but Powerhouse Hobbs sounds like a
but
fucking
it's not
wrestler.
Powerhouse Hobbs.
Powerhouse Hobbs is such a cool name.
Royce Keyes does your taxes.
And Powerhouse Hobbs does your maw.
Breaks backs, mate. He breaks backs. Fucking Royce Keyes, get out of here.
Filing tax and breaking backs. There you go. Yeah, shit. I don't think I've got much else to say about WWE, to be honest. That's kind of like all the WWE stuff I've got.
We'll just see what plays out for me. Now we can do a catch-up in a couple of weeks and see what's been happening. But nah, everything's kind of stale. Everything's kind of... Even AEW, there's nothing really exciting. MJF's got the belt again.
I like
John Moxley's got the Continental belt.
I think John Moxley needs to go on holiday. I'm still saying that. He's still not gone on holiday. It's been 2 months since I spoke to you and he's still not gone on holiday.
I know, but...
Everyone else has gone on holiday.
I was getting fed up when he had the fucking main belt because you got so much wrestling on a pay-per-view and by the time his match was up, you're like, oh, I'm wrestled out.
Yes.
But now that he's on like earlier in the card, I'm like, aye, I'm enjoying him again.
Yeah, I think
I know
you're right.
I know you want to see him take a break, but I'm all right with him now.
I mean, I do love him. And I'll always love him, but I just, it's more like a kind of go away so I can remember how much I miss you kind of way. Do you know what I mean? Kind of like when Kenny Omega went for ages, right? And it got to the point even where I forgot about Kenny Omega. And then when he came back, I was just like, fucking yes, boys, he's back. It'll be the same as when Will Ospreay comes back. I'll be fucking buzzing.
Well, Omega might be in title contention. I think he's got a match tonight against Andrade.
I haven't watched anything from last week. What else is happening? Is there any big things?
Oh,
I think I know what you're going to say.
You know that one, then.
I think I know what... You're going to spoil away.
Tommaso Ciampa's the new TNT champion.
Oh, I didn't know he was a champion. I knew he came back. Or he turned up. No, like I said, spoil away. Oh, cool. So you beat Mark Briscoe? Was he the champion?
He came out on Dynamite in... accepted Briscoe's challenge for Collision, and the Collision was the same night as the Royal Rumble, so I was thinking it'd be funny as fuck if he just showed up at the Rumble instead. So like, actually, I got my contract figured out. I'm not going to show up at fucking Collision. Fuck Collision.
You done an Andrade.
I'll show up in the Rumble and maybe win, and then he gets pumped out.
I tell you what, that's the cool thing. It's like, it's been a while since someone's just run their contract out.
Nah.
And not
I they were saying that it's like why is he just there? I'm like, because his contract's done. It's like, why is he not got 3 months? I'm like, because he didn't get sacked, he didn't get let go, he just waited it out.
They didn't have to.
He never got a match in the SmackDown for the open title, did he?
the US
Dragunov
one.
Just keep palming him off?
He definitely had a match with Johnny Gargano. I don't know if he had a match with Ciampa.
I don't think he did, because I think Ciampa kept saying, right, I'll do this and I'll do that, and then Dragunov just went, I don't care, I'm not ever going to give you one anyway, so take your hook and sling it, mate.
He kept dragging it out.
Oh, nice. Fine, I'll go to Collision. We'll get another belt.
Yeah, if you're not going to take me on. I know a fucking chicken farmer who will. And then
I don't think there's much else happening. Nothing that I'm bothered with. FTR have got the tag belts. I don't know what their current feud is.
The Young Bucks have their old theme back.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they've got the...
nice.
Which I
Super
like.
Kick Party.
Yeah.
Nice.
Full shebang. It's kind of weird, isn't it? It's like you've got the OG Young Bucks back, and you've got the OG Jurassic Express back. That's pretty cool.
Mad. I wonder if any of their contracts are going to be up soon. Wonder if the Young Bucks will jump ship to WWE.
That would be mad.
That'd be crazy.
Like Kenny Omega's never leaving. Probably because this will be one of his, if not his last run, like one of his last runs.
Perhaps.
Do you think like the diverticulitis and that?
He's getting more old. He's more fucked.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Should have listened to William Regal and took less neck bumps.
Yeah, that'll have helped his colon.
He jabbed his colon up into his spine. Didn't do enough bridges.
Yeah, fucking hell. I can't even think who else is even kicking about right now. What's Adam Page and Swerve, what are they up to?
They're also talking about going for the title. The title's just like a big open mess right now. MJF's got it, Samoa Joe wants it, Swerve Strickland wants it, Hangman Adam Page wants it, Kenny Omega wants it. Don't know if Andrade wants it, if he's just there to fucking get Bird's phone numbers or what. It's like the ex-wife isn't hanging about here anymore.
No, I like that though. I like when like there's hundreds of people after the belt. It's more exciting.
But the next pay-per-view is Revolution, which is March, I think. So they're not bothered about setting anything up soon. Bandido got pumped off of MJF. Mind like, he won the Diamond Battle Royal.
Oh, yeah.
So
MJF kept
the MJF ring? Fucking mugged him off. No, I don't think so. I think Bandido's got a ring, but winning that got you the title shot, didn't it? So I think he's got the ring already. He just got the title shot and MJF pumped him.
Oh, right. And but now... what one was that? What was the one where they would do, like... Oh no, is that the Casino Gauntlet, whatever it's called, where like they do like the over the top battle royal and then at the end of it there's two people and then they end up having a match?
No, they've done that. It was Ricochet and Bandido.
Right.
With the final two and had the
Bandido
match.
Bandido won and he got the ring and then he's taken on MJF for the belt. Got ya.
Yes. Oh, that just to say fucking lost.
Oh, right, cool.
And Brody King is fighting MJF tonight in a Eliminator match. Your favourite?
Oh, I love them. They're great. It's like you beat the champion to get a chance to beat the champion.
Yeah.
Stupid as fuck.
That's what AJ Styles should have done with Gunther. Like, no, you can't have my career. If you beat me at the Rumble, next time we fight, I'll retire, but not this time.
Well, that one makes a bit more sense. Because you could have just been like, right, we'll have a fight for another reason, and then it's like, right, I want now, nah, okay, yeah. And then AJ loses, and he'd be like, right, I want another fight with you. He's like, well, the only reason I fight you is if, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Why did AJ put his career on the line against Gunther? That makes no sense.
I thought he still had, like, up until after summer, maybe. Don't know why he's called it quits early. I don't know if it's a work or a shoot.
But then, like,
I think I'm working myself.
Right, in kayfabe, though, right, he's there, he's like, right, I want to battle Gunther. And then Gunther's like, well, the only way I'll have a match here is if you put your entire career on the line. And he's gone, yeah, instead of just fucking leathering him with a chair. Do you know what I mean?
I know. Anyway. Crazy.
Alan Styles, eh? That man...
Alan Jones, mate. Alan Jones.
Alan Jones. He's Alan Jones now. That man is a flat earther.
That's crazy.
Or so I've read. I've just been reading about it. I don't know what's been happening really either. Is there any big rumours? Any when the fuck's Jericho coming back?
I don't know. I don't know where it came out that he was all up for the Rumble. He probably leaked it himself.
Probably, aye.
Yeah.
Do you think he's...
Edge is talking about retiring in Toronto. I think that's this year. There's a pay-per-view happening.
AEW.
I think Edge is talking about having that as his last one, but I thought we were going to have Edge and Christian with the tag belts again.
Yeah,
now,
that would have been nice.
Have got them. So, I don't
when's
know
the,
if...
When's this Toronto date?
I reckon it's going to be late 2026.
Right, okay. When are they back in London?
30th of August.
And that's... what's that, All In?
All In, yeah.
I don't know, they're going to be back in this year.
I don't know where it is, though, because they changed it the last time, didn't they? Didn't do Wembley, they done...
This is going to be in Wembley.
Oh, nice.
And we're both home for it.
Could do that. Could go there.
Could potentially
could see what's
there.
Happening.
Could go see what's happening.
Nah, there's nothing else mad happening with AEW, because it's all the Don Callis family now.
Yeah.
You've got them on commentary fucking near enough every match. So that's probably why I'm getting fed up with it. I like the Don Callis stuff, but it's not going anywhere. It's not leading to anything yet. It's
no,
just in
I know.
Limbo.
Who was it who was saying that Don Callis should just have, like, they were going about, like, he should pick up heaps of people and have, like, a massive family, and then someone just told him to shut the fuck up because the NWO didn't work? Was it, like, Vince Russo or something?
Was it
Bischoff or one of the WCW guys anyway said it, and everyone's like, yeah, because that was so good when they done it with the NWO.
It could be. Don Callis could make it work, but it's just that there's nothing mad happening right now. Takeshita and Okada aren't doing their feud now anymore. I don't know what's
happening.
What's happening
with Okada? Is he still kicking about?
He had a title match on Collision, but it was against fucking, like, the British Bulldogs tag partner's fucking nephew's mate.
Right, yeah.
Who is it? Fucking Bill Billington's tag partner. Is it Tom or Bill? Tom Billington?
I don't have a
the fucking British
clue.
Bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
British Bulldogs, mate.
Bill Billington.
Bill Billington.
King
I think his name is Adam
Billington.
Priest or something.
I think that's it, man. It's a short one, which is funny. But the thing is, it's like the Rumble, the way they do their pay-views now, but it's only like four matches. It's not like if we were doing All In and you've got fucking 25 matches to go through and it would take you fucking an hour and a half to do it. This is like four matches. It's like you get through that in like 15 minutes. You know what I mean? It's like...
I'm still just shell-shocked that it's Roman Reigns versus CM Punk. Like,
I know,
what?
It's fucking mad. And what? Like that... I'm not
like
totally
last year
convinced.
It was for an old man. This year they've actually got a belt.
It's for a new belt.
Has Roman had this belt? No.
Nah, he's not. I think
Dave was saying, like, oh no, they made this belt because Roman had too many belts. They had to fucking
that's right.
craft this one.
They made the belt because Roman wasn't dropping it. So it was like Seth Rollins has had it a couple of times, Gunther's had it a couple of times, Jey Uso. Drew McIntyre, and then Damien Priest cashed in on him.
Oh, aye.
And now CM Punk, and that's it.
Jink Roman will get a belt. Early prediction.
Yeah. What do you think?
Aye. I hope so. I've not seen him in a long time. Well, the last we got him was War Games, wasn't it? And then he was like, don't talk to me until Christmas.
Are you ready for the belt to go missing for 6 months a year?
Aye, fuck it.
He's the new Brock Lesnar, and he's got the Brock Lesnar spot.
It's crazy they got fucking so many big names back, and you're like, well, is Brock hanging about? Is fucking... Is he the only big name? Oba Femi took two boys out on Raw. He had a 2-on-1 match and fucking smashed them.
Oh, fuck yeah, was it the Viking Raiders?
Yeah, War Raiders.
War Raiders.
I think they're allowed to go back by that now.
Are they allowed to go back by the pre-fucking Witness Protection Program name?
Aye. La Parca, he was at the Rumble, but...
Yeah.
Wasn't the original, so it didn't pop me. Oh, but what if that was Jericho? What if Jericho was under La Parca's mask?
Dave would be fucking going mental with La Parca right now.
That would have been fantastic. Or Penta, he'd done Penta before, didn't he? That's when he came to
What if the masked
AEW,
man was Chris Jericho, even though it definitely wasn't because of the body shape?
Imagine they reveal that.
And you're imagine like, Jericho hold on comes a down. Fucking sick, rewinding it back, going, that man is very much in shape of a
Jericho
young man.
Fucking hobbling down to the ring with a fucking Zimmer frame, like, it was me. Like, no.
It's like, no, it wasn't. You look like a fucking burst couch. You look like me. you don't look like fucking that shredded man down there.
Fantastic. Well, the guy that done the jump and done the John Moxley fucking head actions, and everybody's like, oh, what does that mean? I'm like, it doesn't mean anything.
It just... I would have fucking loved that. It would. It's obviously never, ever, ever going to happen, but can you imagine, like, AEW and WWE going to do, like, a joint thing and they kept it secret somehow?
Nah, no. Crazy. Well, that's what I was wondering, how they got away with fucking the Powerhouse Hobbs, because they did show Powerhouse Hobbs and then fucking smashed it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
maybe if they're only
AEW are using Tommaso Ciampa, they're using that name, but I don't know if that is his legit name.
Surely he's not actually called Tommaso Ciampa.
Mate, I don't know. But
maybe it's like either Powerhouse Hobbs owns the. I don't know if AEW do that thing where they trademark the stuff and be like, right, it's ours now.
Do the wanky thing.
So maybe he owns Powerhouse Hobbs. And came over and they're like, well, you're going to have a new WWE name. Or maybe it's like, because they do it one off, they're just like, fuck it, we'll take the cease and desist letter. Because we're never going to do it again.
Nah, I suppose I.
Do you know what I mean? So they'll take the rap on the wrist and that'll be it. Because like, they're not going to proper be able to sue them, so.
Did Powerhouse Hobbs tag with Ricky Starks? Were they a team?
Yeah, were they not in...
Jericho's thing, nah.
Jericho's thing, yeah.
No,
the one...
or was it Taz? Was it Taz's fucking group?
It was Taz's group. It was. It was Taz. It was Powerhouse Hobbs, Hook, Ricky Starks, and who the fuck was the other one?
Is that when they kept fighting fucking
Ethan Page,
Sting
maybe?
And Darby?
Yeah, they had the warehouse match. What was that called again? Do you remember?
Aye, the one with all the Stings and the fucking.
Yeah,
out in the back.
That was fucking class. I remember that was so good. I might go and find that and watch it again.
Well, I just seen that Joe Hendry is the new NXT champ. He's beat Ricky Starks or fucking Ricky Saints. So I wonder if they're going to slap them two together for a tag team.
That'd be cool.
See, whenever they done the War Raiders 2-on-1, and they're like, yeah. Oh, it's a tag team match, and Obafemi came out. I was like, see if fucking Royce Keys comes out. I'm not saying anything, I'm just going to let them know that Triple H is saying stuff, but they didn't even know about him, he just smashed the two of them.
I don't like 2-on-1 matches. I think they're dumb.
Well, it wasn't even a match, it wasn't even a 2-on-1 match, he just came down, fucking battered them and walked away.
Oh, you're right, it wasn't even a fucking match.
It was supposed to be a tag team match, but nah, he just decided to start early.
Yeah, that's the thing, they never, like, the other person just didn't turn up. What happened? Did they, like, he got into the ring, he started batting him, and the other guy's just like, ah, fuck it, I'll have the night off.
Maybe. It's like, ah, fuck it, just waste my breath walking down there.
I know, it's just a complete waste of time. I'll just let fucking Big Oba bat a fuck out of them, and I'll just go back to catering. Do you think people like the Miz are completely wasted Rumble spots? Because, one, nobody wants to see them there, and two, they're never going to win anything.
I know. I like the Miz, though, but I know. Why is he there? Why is he there? Why is Ray Phoenix there?
It's like, I would rather see someone who you definitely know is not going to... If it's going to be someone you know is not going to win, I'd rather it be someone like a pop, like an old pop. Like, get fucking... I don't know. Like a Godfather pop or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I know. That's angle. We're past it now, mate. All the guys are retired.
I know, dead.
One of their pops would be like fucking Rene Dupree.
Well, what about, like, I don't know, like, the Boogeyman, or I guess even then, yeah, that's still old, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, Boogeyman lied about his age.
Was that the Boogeyman?
He says he was, like, fucking 20 years younger than what he was.
Yeah, was he not, like, he was saying he was, like, 29, but he was 40 or something like that?
Something like that, aye.
That was on Tough Enough, wasn't it?
Aye, the mad bastards.
Fuck. Right, I think that's me, man. I don't think I've got anything else to say.
Nah, well... Well, Nitty, I'll make some notes next time and see what's been happening between, because I was a bit burned out. World's End was a big one. Then we had the Christmas, the New Year, everything.
Yep.
Now I'm just getting back into swing it. Royal Rumble was like a nice wee dip my toes back in, but I was a bit disappointed with the Rumble. I like Roman Reigns won. It should be all right. It should be a safe WrestleMania main event.
Yeah.
I think Roman's going to win. I hope he does.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it's probably better that Roman wins. And that's me saying it. CM Punk's biggest wanker.
Let's just wait until next episode when we do total 180s and see where we're at then.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, Randy.
Bye.
Bye.